Good afternoon. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Two students are in police custody after shooting at three Granger High School students with a gel pellet gun. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera begins our team coverage.
According to Granite Police, it was one of their officers on site that noticed a suspicious vehicle circling the parking lot around 11:45 a.m. during the first lunch break. The car then approached three students near the south entrance of the parking lot when two students from that vehicle got out and shot three students with what police say was an Orbeez pellet gun. The suspects attempted to flee the area but were caught off campus and placed into custody. As far as the school the suspects attend, that info has yet to be released. Three Granger students refused medical treatment as their injuries were minor welts. Reporting from West Valley, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Granite School District is defending its decision not to go into lockdown after all this happened. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage.
It really all came down to that toy gun. Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley says it was very clear from the onset that they didn't need to raise the alarm.
The radio traffic from the get-go indicated BB gun, BB gun, BB gun. I mean, obviously the tone and the urgency, it was very clear that we did not have an actual threat on the campus itself.
Horsley says they did have one parent concerned that they didn't go into lockdown, but he says they weren't concerned once the suspects were also taken into custody. He is thanking police for that quick action. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The State Board of Education says the implementation of the controversial new bathroom bill is now in the hands of school districts.
The Salt Lake City School District initially believed they needed to present how the new bathroom bill would work to all students. But after parent pushback and questions from KSL News Radio, they ended up canceling their public presentations in favor of working with impacted students one-on-one. Last week, bill sponsor Representative Kira Birkeland told Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News that's what she intended.
I don't quite understand what Salt Lake City was honestly trying to do. I talked to a lot of different districts saying, hey, this is what Salt Lake's doing. What are you guys doing? A lot of the superintendents said, we're just going to handle it the best way for the kids.
In a statement, the state school board said neither the legislature nor the school board ever laid out guidance for how the information should be presented. It was up to the districts to decide what's best for their students. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The application window for this year's Utah Fits All voucher program is closed, and over 27,000 Utah students applied, but only 10,000 will get the financial aid. How will they decide who gets it? Robin Bagley, director of the nonprofit Utah Education Fits All, explains how the decision-making process will go forward.
The first level is 200% of poverty level or lower. The second is 200% to 555%. And then it's anyone above that threshold. So that is how the lottery will work.
Utah Education Fits All is not directly associated with the actual voucher program and will not be part of any scholarship decisions. KSL's top national story this hour. Prosecutors in the former president's hush money trial were arguing in court today that Donald Trump violated his gag order. Mr. Trump spoke with reporters after the session saying the gag order is unfair.
I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order.
Court will resume Thursday morning. Cargo ships could soon pass smoothly through several channels in the port of Baltimore. This comes a month after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
We are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore says three of these channels are already open. The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban non-compete agreements nationwide. The clause that keeps employees from working for a competitor or starting a competing business for a certain amount of time after leaving a company. The FTC issued the final rule today, saying this will promote competition and protect workers' rights to change jobs, and it will increase innovation and foster new businesses. Google has fired over 50 people for protesting the company's contract with Israel.
The Googler's CEO Sundar Pichai has let go. We're protesting the company's sale of Project Nimbus to the Israeli government. Iman Hassim says some of her co-workers didn't have to be fired.
We've already had some Googlers resign, citing that Project Nimbus was the main concern for their poor mental health.
Google says Nimbus is a cloud computing service that's available to, quote, numerous governments around the world, not just Israel. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The protest has many asking the question, can speaking out against your employer get you fired? KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas tells Dave and Dujanovic, it depends on how you're expressing your opinion.
Office talk and complaints about this and that are fine, but once you're impeding employees coming in, you're taking an adverse public stance against the company where the media is covering it and everything else, you're going to be expected to lose your job.
Google fired at least 50 employees because they staged a protest in the CEO's office, which kept other workers from doing their jobs. KSL News Time, 6:05.